Hey everybody, this is Maureen. Let's talk about talents. Let's talk about the will of God. Let's talk about what you're doing with your life. Let's talk about what God has called you to do. I have moved for the first time in about 28, almost 30 years. And didn't even realize when I moved to the area that I moved that I was moving. I was just trying to make some adjustments based on my job and what I was going through. But it all started with a prayer meeting. And I encourage you to pray, seek the Lord. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Proverbs 3, right? With all thine heart, 5 and 6. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And last year, about November, the proverbial wheels began to fall off of my proverbial life, or my for real life. And I was struggling. I was existing. And I asked the Lord, Jesus, what is going on? And the Lord very sweetly, very gently, but very firmly asked me, are you doing what I called you to do? And I had to think about it. And I had to answer very honestly, very respectfully, no, sir. And I knew the Lord had called me to teach. That's my talent, one of the things that God, for years, He's been telling me. But I think without even realizing it, I was running from it, right? And so I asked the Lord, because so many things, you know, were going on in my life. And so I sought the Lord and I said, Jesus, you know, what's happening? You know, and I had, things had gone from bad to worse. I was, after COVID, that my temporary job, I was in school, had become an EMT, was in doing all my pre-nursing, pre-med, that'd be cool. I had done a lot of classes, had done all of my prereqs, had satisfied all my prerequisites for nursing school, and was well on my way. And all I had to do now was, you know, do nursing school courses, and I was gonna, you know, be an RN. But I had had waited. I said, I'd rather take a phlebotomy class and an EKG tech course, and then I'll go. And I just felt like I'd have, you know, kind of a foot up, or, you know, a little bit of a head start. And during that course of time, I began, you know, this temporary job. I was taking some, taking a course, med terminology, you know, medical terminology, which helps you to understand medical terms without even knowing them, just by identifying them by their parts, suffix, prefix, root. And so I was in the process of doing that when COVID hit. And so then my temporary job with the school shut down, because I was not an employee that had a contract. So I no longer had a job, so I had to take a job. And it was one of the most difficult jobs I've ever had. And it was the closest job that I've ever had to anything that was akin to slavery. And I'm not saying that trying to be facetious, nor am I trying to downplay slavery in its truest form. But my second or third day there, I just remember thinking, my Lord, it was kind of like, keep your head down, do what you're told, don't make any waves, don't ask any questions. They would fire you in a heartbeat. And I have always received, you know, kudos, you know, on my job. I've always been like, you know, star performer. Hey, going above and beyond, doing a little bit better. And it, no matter how hard I worked, it didn't seem to be enough. And so it was recognized by some, but it was a struggle. And so the job I worked was from 5:30 p.m. to 4 a.m. So it was a night shift job, 10 hours a week, 4 days a week, 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. And then in October, it started to become 6 days a week. So 60 hours every week for a season. And after a while, that became very taxing. and I was existing. And it got to the point where I wasn't even able to go to church on Sundays. Midweek Bible study, you know, I wasn't able to go to midweek Bible study since the 1st of April, you know, since I was employed. And so I just began to realize, oh, my only service was Sunday morning. And I would volunteer as an EMT on Thursday nights. And so I would have one day, usually, this is when I was working 4 days a week, for myself, and or 2 days. And but then when I started working the 6 days, working 6 days a week, 60 hours, all I did was come home and I would sleep that one day, where I'd volunteer as an EMT, and then I'd go back to work. And so it became extremely taxing on my body. And so people told me when it got to be winter season, you can't be driving. It took me an hour and a half to get to work and 4 hours to get home. And people started saying, without even knowing, that I was stopping 4 and 5 and 6 times sometimes to just to make it home, you need to find some place to stay that's close. So the Lord just, you know, it became so difficult week after week, 60 hours. I just said, Lord, and it was hard work. I would literally walk for 10 hours a night, literally just walking and doing this stuff back and forth. And it was not a casual walk. And I said, Lord, you know, I cried out to the Lord, what is going on? And the Lord very gently and firmly asked, are you doing what I called you to do? Are you doing what I called you to do? And I had to honestly say, no, sir, I'm not. I said, but God, I cried out. I said, if you will open the doors, I will do whatever you want me to do. Whatever you want me to do. And I thank God he allowed me to get to that place instead of allowing me to just keep going along. And I laid my dreams for becoming an RN on the altar. And I just said, Jesus, and it's still there. And I don't know if God will consume it and take it away. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But he can have it all. I don't want, what does that mean if I'm out of the will of God? What does that mean? You know, it doesn't mean a thing to me. And so I gave it to the Lord, and the Lord began to open door after door after door. Because I told him, I said, Lord, forgive me, but if you will open the doors, I will do whatever you want me to do. I will go wherever you want me to go. And the Lord, for me, he called me to teach. He's been telling me for years, you're a teacher. And I don't have a doctorate. I don't have a degree, you know, to teach. However, I have what he has given me. I have the talent. I have the gift. I have the passion, the compassion, the longing, you know, to help people who are struggling, to encourage people. And so I'm going to use what I've got, and he will give me what I need. And so when I asked the Lord in November, and he asked me, are you doing what I've called you to do? The parable of the talents came to my mind. And the verse that stood out to me was the last verse of, it was 25, the last portion of the story. And it's in Matthew 25. And I'll read the last part of it to you. You can read the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. But the last portion that stood out to me, it says in verse 24, then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore this talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't know about you, but that got my attention. I've read that before, and I would have never put myself in that category. Never. Hey, listen, I was serving at one point. Before I started going to school, I was teaching Sunday school. I was producing, editing, you know, our church bulletin, gathered everything, and would write a write-up every week for our church bulletin. I was praying on the prayer team. I was helping with outreach. I was on the praise team. I was over divorce care. I was the singles director. Whatever was asked of me, I would strive to do. I would help with VBS. And it goes on and on with baptisms. And so I was doing and doing and doing. I had laid all that aside to get a degree. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. Don't get me wrong. But I found myself in a place where the Lord was saying, but what have I called you to do? What talent have I given you? Is that what I called you to do? Is that what I gave you to give back to me? Is that what I gave you to go and make more with, to go and be fruitful with, to go and be profitable with? No. And they were related. Don't get me wrong. They were related. But God specifically, he told me to move into this area where I am now over 2 years ago. But I was afraid. Oh, I don't want people to think I'm moving there because I was afraid. What? Who cares what other people think? What does God know? And so sometimes we allow fear to grip us. Whatever it is, the enemy is deceptive. He's crafty. He's such a dog. And he causes us to think in certain ways that we somehow feel justified. That is the danger. That is what's dangerous. We look at things, oh, well, the Lord will understand this. Will he? I'm sure. He hid it in the earth. So he might have thought, well, I'm not going to lose it. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to make sure it doesn't get lost. I'm not throwing it away. I'm not, you know. And so sometimes we somehow, you know, because his ways are higher than our ways, you know, we think like God. Oh, well, this will be good. I know I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but at least I'm not doing this. And so God in his infinite mercy and wisdom and love, oh, he's so good to us. He loves us. And on Monday, because I'm here, beginning to do what he called me to do, right? I'm at a place where I'm like so happy. I'm at peace because I know I'm where I'm supposed to be. And I'm beginning to do what he's called me to do. On Monday, in our Bible study, I've got a Zoom Bible study going, right? Again, starting to do what he's called me to do. The Lord gave us an amazing rhema word. We were talking about, the lesson was on the tongue. Right. And we started and got off on this side tangent, which I love when we do that because I feel like we're in God's territory. We started talking about something else and the Lord begins to speak to us individually and give us rhema, you know, and individual words. Right. For where we are right now. And in doing so, I just happen to say, not even thinking nothing but the Lord. You know, sometimes I feel good about this, that, or the other because, Lord, I'm not doing this. 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 And we feel all right. But the Lord is like, uh-huh. But are you doing what I called you to do? Are you being obedient? Are you being obedient? Are you doing what God called you to do? Are you being obedient? What did God call you to do? What talent did he give you? How many has he given you? Doesn't matter if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing with them, if you're not being profitable, if you're not being fruitful, if you're not multiplying. It doesn't matter what you have, if you're burying it in the earth, whether it be in the world. You know, when you look at it, when it says to hide, the Bible says he hid it, right? In verse 25 of 25, it says, "And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth." Right? To hide means to conceal it. To hide, to keep secret, to hide, to keep secret, secretly hidden. You know, some of you, you have talents. You don't even let the church know that you've got it. No one of significance knows that you're able to play the piano, that you're able to teach, that you're able to drive, that you've got your CDL light. What's your talent? What's your talent? Organization. What's your talent? Maybe you have medical gifts and talents, and you know, maybe you can, you know, I don't know, you know, gifts of administration, all these different gifts. Maybe you can sing and nobody knows you can sing. You know, maybe you're good with, great with kids. You have a lot of patience with the elderly. Maybe you're, you know, you've got all these, but you don't tell anybody. No, because of your fear. You don't tell anybody what your talents are. And you don't use them for the kingdom. You don't give them to God. You don't give them back to God. And so what happens? God takes it away. And so God gave me a book. He's given me several. And he gave me a book and while I was at work last year, October, November, he gives me this book idea. He drops the seed right in my spirit. And I'm like, yes, it's so good. And a few weeks later, I've not taken any action on it, right? And I go online and happen to hear someone and they're talking. You know, they give this, they do this cast, you know, this YouTube video. And they're talking about like a chapter out of my book. And I'm like, and the Lord speaks to me. Do I need to give it to him? Wow. It's the Bible unfolding before my eyes. Wow. Do I have to give it to him? And I said, no, sir, please, Lord. This is before the Lord is like, are you doing what I called you to do? I didn't get it. I still didn't start writing. I started now. I've got an outline. But what has God called you to do? Let's get about our Father's business. Let's be about our Father's business. What is God calling you to do? Don't bury your talent in the earth. Don't hide it in the world. You know, in the earth, it means soil, the ground, land, or world, right? It could be in our flesh, just hiding it. It's a secret. Or maybe we use it for the world. You use it for your job, your talents, but not for the Lord. What did he say? He said, you can't serve God and mammon. What are you doing? Are you doing what God called you to do? Let's get about our Father's business. God bless.